producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
First-time callers go to the front of the line, so where are you? How many times have you listened to this program we call What's On Your Mind and, you know, mumbled a comment to yourself or yelled at the radio or thought, you know what, they have no idea what they're talking about. They're completely clueless. Well, here's your chance, folks. Don't mumble any longer. Just pick up the telephone and join us and tell us what's on your mind. That's what the show is all about. I want to get right to it today on the program. Most of this hour, to find out what's on your mind. Next hour, Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And because it's Freedom Friday, yes, we're still waiting on the world to change. We're trying to spark a conversation about the American experiment. The Constitution, greatest document, the Declaration of Independence. And it is through your suggestions that we've taken up a little plan to do Freedom Fridays, where we're going to talk about the Constitution. And I rounded up a Constitution coach that's willing to do this. And he'll be on every Friday for a couple of minutes. We're not going to, you know, bring you back to class where you're having to sit around for hours on end. But we're going to get you at least, 5-10 minutes every Friday. More if there's things in the news, but to get you the fundamentals, okay? And then we'll keep all of these, and so you can say, hey, kids, say, grandkids, here you go. Here's what I want you to know about the Constitution. So Constitution coach coming up on a Freedom Friday, Mark Scogerbo. Mark's a dear friend of mine, a guy that has put on Constitution classes all around the Upper Midwest for a lot of years. So looking forward to that as well on the program. The man just reveres the Founding Fathers. He really does. Couple of stories I want to talk about in the news. You know, the governor's race has been a little quiet for a while. Jack Dalrymple, the current governor of North Dakota, is retiring, as we know. Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley said he is not running for office. And so the quiet stuff's really been on the Democratic side, but on the Republican side, you have three candidates now that are in this. Well, I shouldn't say three. Two for sure. Well, no, that's not even true. One for sure, I guess. A lot of folks believe that that Wayne Stengem, Tom Campbell, and Rick Becker are all running. All right, Rick has said he's actually, you know, he's made it official that he's running. But Wayne Stengem has about said he is without saying it, and Tom Campbell has said he's really considering this and has been everywhere, like in every corner of North Dakota. So that's on the Republican side. On the Democratic side, I've been doing a little research, trying to find out where this is going. And my understanding is Sarah Vogel wants back in. Now, Sarah Vogel, of course, North Dakotans will remember from some time ago, ag commissioner. She's kind of out of the old guard Democrats, and I don't mean old as in, you know, gray on the hair, but they're kind of that core sort of establishment type Democrat that really is, I would call them like pit bulls, sort of, right? Jim Fugley's in that category, and there's a few others that are just, they know how to play the game, okay? So she's won. Whether she's in or not, don't know. I heard from a very good source that Joel Heitkamp hasn't said no yet, but really sees this role as one that would be, okay, we're not going to not have a candidate, so I'm going to go in there. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to be who I am, and rough up candidate. You know? It's a sparring match. And then there's a wild card known as Doug Burgum. Doug Burgum, of course, a business executive, philanthropist. Get a load of this talk. There's some talk that the Democrats would say, okay, how about you run as an independent, Doug? We won't run a candidate. And then you can get the independents, and we'll get the Democrats. And maybe by putting the two of us together, we'll beat the Republican candidate. That's how they're thinking, because they know the Republicans obviously have a strong advantage going into this. My question to you is all of that sort of backroom chatter, all right? Who do you want? Anybody in that I've just named you think would make a great governor, be a better governor, or is there somebody else? Kind of curious. Okay. I also am scratching my head over Donald Trump's approach to Ben Carson. Do you think it's wise as a Republican for Donald Trump to go after Ben Carson? I guess politically you look at the numbers and say, well, they're sort of neck and neck and between them a mile ahead of everybody else. And so if he removes Ben Carson, then, you know, he's scot-free. But are the Ben Carson folks going to go to Donald Trump? I don't think so. Do you? Not to mention, I don't think this endears Donald Trump to anybody. For the life of me, I don't understand why you can't just go out and talk about what you're for, what you're doing, and keep your head down. Ronald Reagan had it right.
Donald Trump keep his head down?
I know.
Really?
That's too much to ask.
It's Donald Trump we're talking about here. When has he ever done that?
You recognize that voice, folks?
Where has he been?
Sounds like the one and only Todd, the radio god
so
Mitchell.
Great the last couple of days about that creep here. Hi, guys. Well,
going on my rant here, I forgot to welcome you back.
For that's all right.
A little bit of being under the weather. I want to get going to the callers. I really do. First-time callers on the line. Let Manny know when you're there. And Todd is back, so all is well there. We do have a Veterans Cemetery lighting project tally update and some rumbles that other donations are in the works, so I'll tell you about that today on the program. Whatever's on your mind, just let her rip. Let's talk about whatever you want to talk about, okay? I mean, I'll tell you what, volleyball's on my mind because the EDC tournament is up in Grand Forks this weekend, so packing up and heading out and going to go watch a little volleyball. I love watching volleyball. Of course, state football, a lot of folks heading into the state football tournament, the Fargo Dome this weekend, so maybe that's on your mind. Tell me who you think's going to win the state football tournaments, okay? Just tell me. We are brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the folks creating thousands and thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota every single day, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Get to the calls. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Everything's better with bacon. Oh, I had some last night. I just want you to know. Everybody laughed. I was putting up Christmas lights. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll do the bacon thing. And I loved it. Greg and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, you guys. See, I was wondering, when did this ever occur that the voting rights from the American people individually took place, that got taken, you know what I'm saying? Now the electoral votes for, you know, each state, it's like they go by each state instead of every vote from every American for voting for president or whatever.
Yeah, you're talking about the Electoral College?
Yeah, and I'm just wondering why, when did it ever turn that way, and why isn't it that every vote of every American living in this country count instead of going by state?
You know, there's something called the national popular vote. Are you familiar with that?
Yep.
And that is an effort to do exactly what you're saying, to do away with the Electoral College. And I think what it does is it says, okay, North Dakota goes majority for Romney, so North Dakota, we're not going to just say the people that didn't vote for Romney don't matter anymore. We're going to, every vote counts.
Right.
Right? Yeah. So it basically guarantees the presidency to the presidential candidate that receives the most popular votes in all 50 states, period.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then you have a 50 state election rather than anything. You get back to it. Do you know what I mean?
When did we ever switch over to this electoral vote or whatever? I mean, it just seems to me, I think people would get more fired up if they knew that if they were putting in a vote that it would matter versus, well, I'm not going to vote this year because my vote doesn't even matter for president year in or not. You know, I'm just saying we need to get back to wherever American, needs to vote and it matters. So I think everybody would get a little bit more involved that way.
Yeah, it's in the Constitution where they give the power to, allocate electoral votes to the states. So there's ways to do this, and there is actually this national popular vote has been voted on in a number of legislatures around the country. to do it. You have to get, obviously, enough. But it's worth a discussion because I do think too much power goes to an Ohio, a Florida, you know, all the key states that have so much of the, you know, they've got this wire down. And so what happens is you pander to those states rather than having literally every vote count. So, Republicans generally think, oh, if you do that, we're toast because now the big cities have too much power. But I, you know, I think every vote, we vote in bigger numbers in small town North Dakota, right? I mean, not in bigger numbers, but if you take North Dakota like states, red states, and you put us together, you quickly tally up to a California and a New York. So I actually think it deserves some credit, deserves some merit, rather, some thinking to look into it a little bit. Bob in Bismarck's next. His radio's still up, though, Manny. I'm going to have you ask him to turn his radio down, and we'll do that next when we come back. Are you a first-time caller? You got a prize if you call the show and you're a first-time caller, okay? First-timer Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Plus Freedom Friday, the Constitution class coming up. Give us a ring.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional farmland auctions in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, and Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. These Piper land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here to tell you about my friends over at Sunbelt Business Brokers who are sponsoring a webinar featuring John Warlow. He's the author of Built to Sell and The Automatic Customer. Thursday, November 18th, beginning at 9 a.m. Go to myvaluebuilder.com for details. We've set up a 50% off discount code, FLAG50, at that site, myvaluebuilder.com. It's $49 for the webinar, half off if you use FLAG50. Thursday, November 18th, 9 a.m. During this action-packed presentation, John Warlow, five-time entrepreneur, author of the best-selling book Built to Sell, Creating a Business That Can Thrive Without You, will show you how to structure your business, scale up your business so it can grow without you having to do any selling, value your firm in the same way that an acquirer will, and drive up the value of your business, as well as accurately predict the performance of your company in the future so you can sleep better at night. Benchmark your company against the best of the best businesses anywhere. Details at myvaluebuilder.com for the webinar, Built to Sell, Thursday, November 18th, myvaluebuilder.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I finally managed to get a decent night's sleep last night. Well, every night I sleep is a good night. It's not never necessarily long enough. Busy. But you know what? Every night I lay a head in the pillow, I say, wow, do I have a great pillow here. And I can't wait to tell everybody about it. And right now, now through the end of the year, this Christmas special. Because we have to start thinking about it, the fact Christmas isn't far away. You buy four pillows for the price of one. You get two classic My Pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. You hear what I'm saying, Todd?
I hear you. If I didn't have one of those My Pillows, I'd still be homesick, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah, there. See, Todd, Todd's off the mat because of My Pillow. Exactly right. So now through the end of the year, you buy four pillows for the price of one, two classic My Pillows, and two Go Anywhere pillows. By the way, you buy now for Christmas, and My Pillow extends their money back guarantee through March 1st. That's a limited time only. All right? MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com. All right, back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. What's on your mind? Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. We'll talk a little bit about the highway bill. We'll talk about his Veterans Advisory Board, where he's hosting that group in Minot today, and some vets issues, and anything else on your mind. And we'll do a little Constitution class for Freedom Friday here coming up in a little bit later this hour as well. What's on your mind today? First-time callers, 800-228-0550. Todd, I even gave out my cell phone number to do text to me when you were gone. How about
really?
That?
Yeah. Didn't stop a few from trickling in, but which is always fine. But.
Yeah.
Wow,
and
about that?
You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. And when you call the toll-free telephone number, one, to leave us a message, two, to chat with us live on the air. Bob in Bismarck, now we can hear you. What's on your mind?
Yes, Donald Trump had he was on the radio the other day, and he was saying he was talking about the illegal immigrants and what they cost us. Well, number one, they get a free license. They get to drive. In California, they drive. They get food stamps. They get Section 8 apartments. They get free health care. All they have to do is walk into an emergency room, and they have to be seen. And that's how they get their health care. And then you got a list of people that are waiting to get into the country, and they have to pay. They have to pay to get in. They have to take like a TB test. They got to be screened for health care. They don't get free apartments. They don't go on food stamps. They don't get to drive if they're not supposed to drive. And he was saying it's costing the country a horrific amount of money. They say there's 12 million illegals. There's more like 25 million illegals. Bush has been saying 12 million illegals for like 6-7 years now. He keeps repeating 12 million illegals, and that's been going on for 7 years. It's more like 25 million. Can you imagine for each person, for all that free stuff, and half of them don't even pay taxes. They'll work for somebody, and it's a cash deal. How much that is costing this country, and we're $19 billion in debt. What don't people get? Are we liberal that we have to just let people in here illegally, and then we support them on top of it because it's not a nice thing to do?
Don't you think, Bob, the vast majority of people say, fix this mess? I don't think people like this, right? I think they see it as are you saying that we ought to take the illegals that are here and do the Donald Trump plan and just put them on a bus and send them home?
I'm saying that if you're in here illegally, you got to go back, and then you get to come in legally like
the rest
of them
do. How do you do that? Just describe that for me, how 11 million people get shipped back.
Well, I think it's more like 25 million. It's just like you said, you're going to have a deportation. Well, it's 25 million or whatever. Let's just say it's 20 million. You're going to have a large deportation army of people, and you're going to have to deport them. You're going to give them like 6 months to go back on their own. If they don't go back on their own, then if they come in to work someplace or something like that, they're going to find out who they are. And then
they're already here working illegally. I mean, I don't know if they're working or whatever. They're here. They're here legally. So to do what you're suggesting, that puts them further in the shadows. They're not going to say, "Hey, I'm here. I didn't take the deportation bus." But I'm just asking. Let's not get in the weeds on this.
I'm just asking
how logistically you do what you suggest. I don't think it's possible.
I think it's possible. If we don't do it now, the country is going to be gone forever because our debt is so big that we'll never bring the debt down. And people that say that we can't do it, this country's going to go. So either we wake up with this guy right here, or this country is gone.
You it's like gone Trump? For, is Trump the guy?
I think I would vote for him before Mr. Bush.
I wasn't challenging. I'm just asking if you like the guy or not. You know what I mean?
I think I would go for either Carson. Carson had a good idea. He talked about giving them 6 months. And if they don't come in and sign up in 6 months, then you have no chance of coming back.
And by the way, I think Donald Trump having sparking this conversation is a good thing.
Definitely is. And I think we have to wake up. We're $19 billion in debt, and our kids and our grandkids are going to have nothing. And if this isn't solved, if he doesn't build a wall, and these people got to go out and come in legally, like the thousands that are waiting to come in here, and all the money that they have to pay, and what are we telling these people? Well, don't come in, don't obey our laws and come in illegally, and you get to come in free?
Make sure you know this, Bob. You and I are equally frustrated, without question. You and I are equally committed to finding a fix. I just don't think this idea. I think it's happy talk by Donald Trump. I don't know if you heard the interview with Tim Pawlenty yesterday. We did, and you know, I know Tim Pawlenty is going to be dismissed as an establishment Republican. That's okay. I was actually having him on the program to say, you know, okay, establishment, you're toast here, right? And National Review says it well. National Review says the feckless establishment types are the ones actually to thank for Donald Trump and Ben Carson, if you, like me, think they've brought something to the political table, and I do. Or blame if you're like, oh, what's going on here? Oh, why are these guys up there? But I say, fine. You proved yourself inept and tone deaf, and here's what you got. But I agree with Tim Pawlenty. Guys like Ben Carson, less so Ben Carson because it's sort of not his thing. He didn't say I want to run for president. He was really drafted into this thing. But Trump, I mean, he gung-ho. Just spend some time being serious about what you're going to propose. I want to know more. You built all these, you know, these massive developments everywhere. You tell us how brilliant you are and how many billions you have. Okay. 5 minutes. Take 5 minutes to tell me how 25 million people go back. Take 5 minutes and tell me chapter and verse how Mexico pays for the wall. And by the way, even with the wall, it's not as though you're, you know, stopping what's happening. Right? We've put that in a few locations. So I just think that's not too much to ask. Appreciate the call. Thanks. What's your take on this, folks, at 800-228-0550? Chad Fargo, what's on your mind?
Okay, think about this. These guys coming here and they're getting all this food stamps, they're getting all these free medical benefits and all that. The Democrats say, how are you going to find these people? Well, we already know where they're at because they're getting all the public subsidies that we're giving them. The bottom line is that when you sit there and the people ridicule Donald Trump.
Which I don't buy how you're going to find them. I think if you said we're deporting everybody, then they wouldn't take food stamps. They'd go into the recesses, but they're not going to go get their food stamps and not believe they'll be deported on the deported train. But appreciate the call, Chad. More coming up.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the council board of directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2016, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Yeah, I'm talking a little inside baseball here. Ravati, we're okay, I think.
Baseball in November? Really?
Well, inside baseball, yeah. I don't know what that means.
Wouldn't be the first time we've had baseball in November.
It would be on this show.
Yeah, there you go. It's Friday. It's Freedom Friday. We're going to talk the Constitution coming up a little bit. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall before long. And by the way, next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're the 2015 North Dakota Implement Dealers Association Convention at the Best Western plus Ramcota Hotel in Bismarck. So really looking forward to that. It is You Marry Monday. Monsignor James Patrick Shea and Jerome Richter will be here. I wonder if Jerome has a deer yet. I don't know that I've asked him if he got that deer yet. Serious business finding a deer in a Richter family like so many other great North Dakotans, you know, so... looking forward to that conversation. Probably not about deer. There's so much going on at University of Mary. We'll probably have to set the deer aside and leave that for off air. And we're really looking forward to it. We're going to chat with a lot of the implement dealer leaders in North Dakota about the ag world, where the business is going. Really looking forward to that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, live from Bismarck next week. Okay, what else do I need to tell you? How about this? That if you go to secureenergyfuture.org, you're going to find out everything you need to know about what's happening in the coal industry in North Dakota. Secureenergyfuture.org, the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Okay, first-time callers go to the front of the line, so get them in, 800-228-0550. Is it too early for any interest in the governor's talk? Maybe Wayne Stengeman's right. You know, Wayne's been saying, there's no hurry here. Campaigns are already too long. Just chill, people. But if I ask the question, who do you want to be gov?
We've got time to do it right. Let's do it right. How do you get something done by not doing it?
Good question. You tell me, folks. All right? And I have a clip here of Ben Carson. Actually, it's of Donald Trump going, he launched on Ben Carson. So, really, really weird. Anyway, we'll do that coming up here as well. But let's get back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Paul and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
I wanted to call and mention the fact that you're asking how Donald Trump's going to do this. And I wanted to remind everybody that as employers, of which I have been and are, we all have to fill out a little federal form called an I-9 that proves you're here legally. And that form is what I think we need to do to track down these people that are employing the illegal people here illegally and then hold those businesses accountable. So I think it's a doable thing. And one other point I want to make, and I agree with you 100%, is I think Trump should come clear and literally lay out some strong plans and tell us how he's going to do some of these things. But I like both him and Carson, and the reason is none of them, either one of those two individuals, including Carly Fiorina, are not politicians. And politicians have destroyed this country. And if you go back and look at what our forefathers were, none of these individuals were politicians. We have career politicians today, and that's a terrible thing to have.
Yeah, let's talk about that a moment, Paul. I would argue it's one of the reasons we have the problems we have right now. I remember when Dick Armey back in, mid-90s said, let's do term limits. It was part of the contract with America, and that's one tenet that didn't pass. And the argument then was, yeah, that's what elections are for. But, you know, John Boehner, you can like him, you can not like him. He said, I'm term limiting myself. One of the reasons he resigned is because he was term limited out. He was going to be leaving anyway. And said, I might as well go now rather than cause everybody to walk the plank having to vote for me one way or another because he was term limited out. His chairman are term limited out. That's a good thing. I really believe that's something we need to strongly look at because these districts, I don't know the number, but let's say it's 20% strong blue district, 20% strong red district, meaning left and right. And so if you come from one of those districts, you think you're doing anything other than saying up yours, it better be my way or the highway? Of course not. You don't need to worry about it, right?
Well, I would agree with that. But I think, you know, when you're talking term limits, too, I think you also need to talk about some of these great programs that the senators and the congressmen have created for themselves. They do not participate in the Obamacare. They have a great retirement plan. These are things that you know, Scott. I'm thinking we need to remove some of the pay they're getting substantially. When the country was founded, the people that found the country and got together for the Congressional Congress said things such as, coming to serve the country shouldn't be something I do for profit. It's something I should do for the country. We don't have that anymore. We've got tons of lawyers in Congress, and these people are there for the profit. And that's wrong. Now, you can put Trump in there, and Trump's not going to do anything for the profit. I think he's non-corruptible. I think Carson's probably non-corruptible, too. And when you send somebody to Washington, you want to send somebody that's non-corruptible.
Yeah, I don't disagree there. You got to be careful to say everybody there is, but...
No, I'm not saying everybody there is. I'm saying that everybody there is a politician. And I think that I think you can throw that blanket on everybody there. And I mean, I love Cramer. I think Cramer's great, but even Kevin is the same way. And before I can end this call, I want to mention governor. I'll tell you who we should vote for governor, and that's Becker. Here's a great guy, business knowledge, and smart. And can reel in some of the spending and look at some of these things that we can do to control what I think is going to be reduced revenues due to the shrinkage in the oil fields.
Paul, thanks for the call. We have a little technical difficulty here, so I'm not able to hear everything from the callers, just so you know. I didn't hear everything you said there, but I appreciate the call. Get the gist of it. Being Trump and Carson are good because they're not politicians. Again, they're running for office. That makes them a politician. But I think his point is they aren't career politicians, and that's why I come back to saying, you know, how long is too long? Look at the founding fathers. Look at the people that were, you know, that were ultimately around, motivating them, and then were elected to Congress after. Blacksmith, farmer, shop owner, and then I'm out of here. I'm back. I did my time. I'm back. So not a bad approach. Thanks for the call, Dustin in Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
How's it going, Scott?
Good, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. Say, I just thought, listening on this immigration, you know, and a lot of people they say, you know, of course we can't send 12 million people back. And I think the perception is, well, of course we can't because we can't send 12 million people back all at once, but we can send them back the way they came here as we find them. And a good place to start would be our prison system. If we have these people here that are illegal, any safe cities, if we close those down. And then these hospitals that they're getting this free medical service, when they come in, are they, I don't know if they have to show they're a U.S. citizen or not, but that would be a place to find these people too. But absolutely, I don't think you can do it all at once, but if you want to do it, you can do it. It just takes time.
Well, show me the plan. That's all I'm saying. I just say, you know, again, if you wrap your mind around the idea of whatever the number is, we're going to pick $20 million as the number and saying, all right, we're shipping them back, even if you want to say we'll do that over 10 years, okay, just show me how that works. Show me how you say, oh, there you are, okay, get in the bus. Are you going to incarcerate them until then? How many people, the other guy called, say, you want deportation army? I mean, I'd rather just fix the problem and say, look, you will be deported unless you are a legal immigrant by this date, which means get in the back of the line and get there. I think it's a sort of feel-good, jump up and down, yeah, do this kind of way of talking rather than being realistic about it being the approach. But, I be realistic about the approach is what I'm saying. Or show me how you can do what you say you can do. Okay, does that make sense? That's what I'm looking for. All right. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline also available to you if you call and leave a message just by pressing 1. All right? At 800-228-0550 or chat with us live on the air. We like both. Here's something that came in off the air, though.
Yeah, Scott, I think you and your caller should get a clue. If they didn't have electoral college, then every election, California and New York having more people would elect the president because they would give more popular vote out of those two states, and they always vote Democrats, so there would never be a Republican president. Thank you.
All right. This is not the day to get into the weeds on this, but I will just tell you this. Are Republicans in California? Yes. Do they vote? Yes. Not as much as Democrats. You're absolutely right. However, you know, there's a lot of red areas of California that are thrown out because of the Electoral College, okay? Same thing in New York. So pull the Republicans out, and now they count, okay? And then add up North Dakota, South Dakota, Kansas. Let's just keep going down here. Pick me up Utah, Idaho. Pick me out a bunch of other. And guess what? I can quickly match you with Republican states and numbers that get there. So I know that's the popular argument, and by the way, this is not a popular idea with most of the Republican establishment politicians. I think it's horrible. And nobody likes the idea of campaigning in every state. I love it. It's the way it should be. Grassroots, just get out there to people. So I like the idea. Appreciate the call. Dave in Dickinson.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I was curious, is there a law about war profiteering for companies?
Such as?
Well, such as like Halliburton going into being involved in Iraq, and they made $40 billion war. Now, okay, I get calls from Disabled Veterans Associations and all these other veterans groups looking for money from me to help support them. And I'm curious, how much money does Halliburton, Boeing, General Electric, Raytheon, all them military industrial complex companies, how much do they give back to the veterans? Do they just make profit off of the veterans suffering and it and expect us to take care of them too?
It's sounding a little like a rabid left-wing Democrat to think corporations are bad because they're corporations, Dave. I mean, first of all, let's agree.
They're bad.
Profit's not bad. It employs people. It fills retirement accounts, right? Now, I don't know as far as how charitable they are. I don't know. Now, let's take Halliburton, okay? Halliburton can go over and provide logistics and food and, different things for our troops in a war more efficiently for the taxpayer than the government doing it, all right? So they as a company have got that done. I think it's a small part of what they do, honestly. I think oil field services is bigger. But whatever, they're a company that does it. That's a bad thing that they're able to go over there and provide that? I think you've been listening to too many, anti-Dick Cheney. People still blame Dick Cheney for running Halliburton before he was vice president and saying, well, that's the only reason that George Bush did the war in Iraq. No, it was the war on terror. Okay, it was taking down a tyrant and had nothing to do with feathering Halliburton's nest. That's just kind of lazy way of thinking, in my view.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the Hot Stuff Pizza, 4 for $4 special, is giving away $10,000 again. Two $500 gift cards will be given away weekly. PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their Hot Stuff Pizza, 4 for $4 special.
Helping America feel better.
Hey folks, my neighbor Vince Webker is here to tell you about a great deal at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 now till Sunday. Hurry in, tell me about this very special deal.
Well, we're taking away your last excuse not to have hot water with 5 years no interest financing. Get into what we call the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy, every day made better with this product, because you get out better than you got in. You feel better, you walk better, you talk better, you're just better. This is the first and only time we've ever been able to do something like this, and it really is, folks, the last excuse not to get into hot water. It's taken away.
And you get it before the snow flies. We've really had a great fall here, but you know what? Winter is coming, and these things work great in a North Dakota, Minnesota winter, don't they?
That's why we're the absolute best ownership experience. Better energy. We are the most energy efficient hot tub, period. And hot tub season is upon us now. We like to have you use it 365 days a year, but we all know winter is the best time.
It is just absolutely amazing. Hassle-free, but more importantly, great family time and incredible relaxation. I'm doing it 20 minutes a night, every night when I'm home, and it's incredible.
Everybody who has this product, they come back and say the same thing. Boy, I wish we would have done this sooner. Well, now that time is here for you guys. Again, with the financing option, it's hard to say no.
Hurry into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. This deal ends Sunday, so you must hurry. 13th Avenue South, next to Spitfire West Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, in front of Kmart, Grand Forks.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
He is a first-time caller, and because he's from a great city, Crosby, North Dakota, let's go to Jay on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline before we go to Mark the Freedom Poet, the Constitution Clash here on a Freedom Friday. Hey, Jay, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, fellas. Can you hear me?
Good morning to you. What's on your mind? I hear you loud and clear. Tell us, we have the Constitution Class coming up here, so we just have a short time to chat with you, but I wanted to find out what was on your mind.
Well, I'm looking forward to the Constitution classes. What's on my mind is on the immigration issue, something I haven't heard anybody discuss, is the infrastructure of working force that has gone on since the 70s and 80s of migrant workers and Latinos. All of our produce, a major part of residential construction is Hispanic workers. We can't just get rid of that infrastructure overnight and not have serious consequences. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I'm going to have you hang on. We'll have Manny call you back, and we'll explore this with Congressman Kramer. Glad you're a first-time caller. Glad you're a listener. Hang on, Jay. And I want to keep this going, but we actually have Congressman Kramer coming up in the Talk Radio Town Hall in a moment, and we'll start with that. But that's a very good point, and we obviously have plenty of that in North Dakota. My friend Mark Skogerbo, Mark the Freedom Poet, has taught many a Constitution class. He's been a guest of ours before, but I've asked him to be a regular Friday guest to do a Constitution class, and some of these will be a little longer than today. But today, Mark and I were talking this morning. We thought we should just ponder a little bit about these founding fathers and what they got going before they sat down and said, okay, here's the Declaration of Independence, and here is the Constitution. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Well, I'm just great, Scott. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I love talking about the greatest Constitution ever written, which gave us this incredible republic.
It did indeed. Is the genius of this the founding fathers themselves, Mark?
Absolutely is. They were highly educated people, whether they were just common laborers or farmers, or whether they were graduates or rich men, they were highly educated in the Bible and in science and in history, and the common people really believed that that freedom was a gift from God and not from the king.
Do you have a favorite founding father?
I got a handful of them, but one of them certainly has got to be Patrick Henry. This man, in fact, I wrote a book, Threefold Plan to Save America. I encourage everybody to find people like Patrick Henry to support for public office. This guy, after 6 weeks after his wife died, his house burnt down, his crops were ruined. He had one disaster after another, and he still gave the speech that absolutely electrified the man who wrote the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson. His life was totally changed by hearing Patrick Henry give that great speech about give me liberty or give me death. And in other words, some people have called that speech the keynote address of our republic because it absolutely electrified Thomas Jefferson, who wrote the Declaration of Independence in 17 days.
Well, that's what we want to do with these Constitution classes on the radio and our Freedom Fridays. We want to literally, you know, electrify, you know, many generations of folks to go out there and do this and pay attention to the Constitution. You know, what we every day you open the newspaper, there's something else that's happened. We can point to the Constitution and say, how could that be possible that this is happening? Because here's what it says in the Constitution. Yet we don't really have the knowledge we have. We don't have the passion they had, right, Mark?
That's absolutely right. And James Madison, who was called the father of the Constitution, a little 5'3", 57 pounds, he said, a well-instructed people alone can be free. George Washington said, in a republic, the most important thing we teach our children, he called them the future guardians of liberty, is the science of government. And we have to teach these kids. Obviously, the people at Yale, a lot of these people, these young students, have no regard for freedom of speech. And they have no sense of all men, of all races, are created equal by God.
What is, if you had to say, the most important part of the Constitution was what? I mean, is there any particular go-to that is, you know, in a nutshell, the best part of this that people can grab onto and start digging into this?
I think the most important part of our Constitution is stated in the Declaration of Independence and then restated in the preamble to the Constitution, and that is this. We hold these truths to be self-evident. That means everybody just knows it. That all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit, not the guarantee, the pursuit of happiness. That turns up again in the preamble to the Constitution, where it says, to secure the blessings of liberty, capital B, capital L, for ourselves and our posterity. So that was the foundation, the absolute foundation that they set this Constitution on, the belief that our rights come from God, and they believed in limited government. Then if you want one more sentence, the very first sentence in the Constitution, in Article 1, Section 1 says, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House. That means the president can't make laws by himself, nor can the judges. But we've let that slide because we've been ignorant.
Folks, it's up to us. It really is. And, you know, we gave you a little bite-sized piece of this today, but we're going to do it every Friday at your suggestion, Freedom Fridays, with Mark the Freedom Poet. If you want to connect with Mark, he does these for folks all over, and we'll plan a big one where we can all do this together. Email me, scott@flagfamily.com, and we'll connect you with Mark Strogobo. Mark the Freedom Poet, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. Love this opportunity. God bless you and your people.
At whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
How would you like to work indoors during the cold this winter? Quick and Clean Truck Wash in Alexander, North Dakota offers a nice, warm place to earn your living. If you're looking for long-term stability with full-time hours and competitive pay, then Quick and Clean is the place for you. Responsibilities include truck and oil field equipment washing. Email an application to info@quickandclean.net. That's info@kwik-n-klen.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.